Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know, the feel that we have in this locker room, I think that's a testament to some of our core guys and our leaders here, where guys want to come back and play with this team. It always feels good when you got guys wanting to come back. We don't take that lightly here. We care about each other in this locker room. You know, it's a very family-like atmosphere, and I think that's what guys appreciate about it.
Josh Allen and the Bills, another Thursday game this week at New England. We will be here Thursday afternoon. I'm thinking like Joe Ostrowski, Ross Tucker, Bulldog. Yeah. I haven't talked to you about this, but.
Well, we did. Did we have Joe on the day of the opener? I think we did. That was a Thursday, and I know we had Ross on during pregame at 5 o'clock at his normal time for the Ram game. So, yeah, I've sort of thought that we would just do the same, provided Joe is available. He's been away for a couple weeks. And I haven't heard anything on Ross, so I'm assuming he's fine for this Thursday. But yeah, I would think that that'll fit right into our pregame festivities.
Good. I look forward to it. Allen against the Patriots. How confident are you in him in this game in general? I've always kind of, not always, of course, but since like Josh Allen became Josh Allen, like just trust him. Mm-hmm. And I'm still mostly there, but I said already, I think the spread reflects, for the maybe first time this year, some hesitation about what this team is and really what the offense is. The defense has been through so much injuries and such, and really the defense is going to move the line very often anyway. So I do think it's more about whether the Bills are the explosive team that made them the favorite, that everybody is familiar with. Von Miller being out is relevant. Like, that is not something that just doesn't mean anything.
And maybe so is Deion Dawkins. I mean, if he's out, is what I mean. I don't know. Has he been ruled out?
No.
Okay.
But he isn't practicing yet.
He's not practicing, right. So, that could be Judon is leading the league in sacks. So, that's something to keep in mind, I think, sure.
But Allen against the Patriots. Let's see what happened the last time. Oh, 5 touchdowns, 4 incompletions. 6 for 66 rushing, 308 yards, 47-17. Game before that.
Touchdown every time they had the ball.
Yeah. Game before that at New England last December. 30 for 47, 314 and 3. No picks. 12 for 64 on the ground. It's not Miami numbers, Allen in his career against the Patriots. There's also the rookie year where I think he was great against Miami anyway, but against New England, I mean, that was Brady and tougher.
Mm-hmm.
So not quite the same level of prowess for him against this team, but enough to make you feel good.
Yeah. I think all – to me, the line makes sense for, well, the reasons I've already stated. The Patriots' defense is getting a lot of run. And, you know, they got a winning record, and they've got a reputation, and it's Belichick and all that. And the Bills have not been their explosive selves here in a few weeks. So they add the – and Allen's been hurt and whatever. I don't know how much other injury stuff would be baked into that. But, you know, Allen hasn't looked quite himself. So, like, I get it. I guess what I'm saying, my feeling is it's a get-right spot. This team has not had answers for him and them on offense. And, you know, no, I've not seen that with Ken Dorsey as the offensive coordinator. But I think this is a get-right spot. National TV, if streaming is national TV, whatever, night game.
I'll give it to you.
I think it's, you know, hey, we're still here, by the way. And if things fall right on Sunday, we could be the one seed again. So, like, that's the vibe I'm feeling. Hopefully they're through. I might be making a mistake, if I'm making one at all, in overlooking all the crap they had to go through the last 2 weeks. There still could be a layover of that. They were sick again this week, and they do have injuries. So there'll be challenges, I think. But I'm prepared to trust Allen in this offense to go give us some degree of the show that we've been getting when they've played Belichick the last few times. That's all there is. That's what I'm expecting.
Well, you're going to need something close to that. It's a great opportunity for the Patriots. Like, the Patriots have kind of been, I would say, mostly not ignored, but not really taken that seriously over the course of the season. The loss of the Bears maybe was the one where they lost the Monday night home game to Chicago. Like, ugh. Like, they've had a couple of good days, but they have the game against the Jets that's 3-3, right, until the punt return to win the game. Just almost embarrassing.
That was just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, yes. Right. Yes. But here they sit, 6-5 at home. All, the same points about being on national TV, streaming, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Like, they have a real opportunity here. And if they win, not only will, you know, less importantly, people give them some respect that maybe they haven't gotten, but they're, like, right in it if they win Thursday night, which, you know, is just talk. But I have just never had an easy time. This was me during the playoff game week and certainly in previous meetings between the Bills and the Patriots, even with this sort of high-level Bills team. I've just never had an easy time taking the Patriots lightly. Just get right. Get right for me is when you play the absolute worst teams. Detroit might have been get right, or Cleveland could have been get right. They really didn't get right. They won both games, but they really didn't get to a point where, like, okay, everybody's, I think, relaxed. Am I right in sort of characterizing the general feeling about the fans this way, that there's a little bit of concern now in the air that maybe hasn't been there this much?
I think so. I think so. I think, you know, you want, I think the bar has been set so high that, and you're playing two teams the last 2 weeks that, you know, what are their records, right? I mean, you can delve into, like, you know, we are inclined to do with all of the expert analysis and guests that we have on, you know, get into more of the matchups and what's their roster look like and all that kind of stuff. But I think most people just, like, look at they're 3-7. Oh, the Bills should kill this team. And then it's a 3-point game or whatever it is. Like, what's wrong? Why was that so hard? And, you know, I'm not dismissing that. I'm just telling you, I'm not worried about it. It's a long year, and you're not going to just beat everybody by 30. So that's it. I think there's time for them to get it together here and look more like the team they were in September. And I guess I'm saying I think it's going to start Thursday night.
Beat somebody by 30. Really, we're talking about Pittsburgh as the Bills having done that. That's the last time.
Right. It's been a while. Yep.
They've really sort of dominated. Green Bay looked like it could be that. Minnesota looked like it could be that. The Jet game never was that, which was almost shocking. Cleveland was really not quite that. They got down and they built a very comfortable lead, but never really sort of, like, dominated in the way. Mm-hmm. We saw them do that numerous times last year. The one score game point was in partnership with the fact that their wins were just all blowouts, really, or almost all blowouts last year. That was the thing. And this year, they have one score wins, which one person will say is good, is a good trait that they can win close games, but it's another would say, well, this game shouldn't have been that close, like the Browns or the Lions, but they were. 803-0550 if you want to call in. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, Sam Monson of PFF in a little over 20 minutes. Sal and also Chad DeDominicis on the Sabres later today. 1-0 USA, 78th minute. Again, still looks like they have not controlled play, but certainly not been under siege by Iran?
Definitely not. I mean, in my amateur analysis, I would say they're definitely not under siege. They've had, I think, the better of the play and maybe even the better chances, but have not been able to find their way to that second goal.
There was one good chance during our commercial break for Iran where the guy kicked back against the grain and missed top right corner. Maybe missed by more than I thought when they showed the replay from behind, like from overhead. But I was scared when he hit it. I thought it was a problem when he hit it.
Good thing you saw that, because I walked away for, I think I missed that place.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I should be careful about saying they haven't given up much.
Yeah, you're waiting for that second goal.
That's pretty much all. I definitely don't want them to not give one up. I want to see them win, but yeah, the second goal would be really pretty nice.
Here's the thing about this betting. So, I mean, you're betting every day, and you're not ashamed to say it.
No.
On all kinds of, the Mets or World Cup soccer, Olympic hockey, whatever's on, basically.
I don't think I need to tell people this, but it's like $10 to $20 a day. And I win enough to keep it sustainable. Like, that's it. Like, I'm not pouring money in there. I'm just, it's been, to me, a sustainable model doing what I've been doing. Like, I took out a good amount of money in the summer, and what I've had to put back in, I'm still ahead. That's how I do it.
Good. So, you know me, and I think you'd be the same way, maybe at least mostly, where your heart doesn't really enter into it. Like, you don't like the Mets. Maybe you came to like the Mets because you were betting the Mets a lot.
Yeah.
But your heart doesn't really, like, if it's a Red Sox game, you might bet against the Red Sox because you think it's right to.
No, it's all to me just what's the number and what can I build it into that's worth doing.
Okay. So, like, would you bet against the Sabres?
Sure.
I have. There was one game, I don't remember right now which one it was. It was an afternoon game early in the season, and I bet on them to, like, lose by two goals or more, and they didn't. I lost the bet.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a one-goal loss, but whatever. Like, I lost. I would bet against the Sabres. I would bet against the Bills if I, sort of felt strongly about it. I could not have bet against the USA, though. Like, I thought about that. I looked at it, and I had no, like, confidence in anything about this game, but I'm like, I could not bet Iran. I did bet England, and that lost too. Against the U.S.
Against the U.S., okay.
Yes, and that lost too.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll make one bet a week, or two bets a week is all I'm doing. But I looked at that like, oh, Iran. No, I could not. This was an exception for me. This game was. I couldn't do it. I couldn't just sit here and want Iran to win.
Yeah.
Because of
$20. I never even had to think about it. I'm inclined to, I don't think I would have done it. I don't think I could have done it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, too.
As it turns out, my bet is only on them scoring twice. It has nothing to do with the result of the game. But still, I would not have been able to bet against them. No, I don't think I would have been able to.
Okay, so this was an exception for us both.
Yeah.
Kind of, to the principle. It doesn't have to be. We're not afraid to bet against the teams we like.
No,
this
sure.
One.
I don't think I've bet against the Bills since this started happening. I don't bet on them every week either, but I haven't bet against them. The Sabres, what's the number look like? That's it. That's it. Like, what kind of form are they in? I don't know. Going back to last year when this all started, I probably have bet against the Sabres 10 times.
A bet on them last night would have seemed really nice.
Yes.
For a while. You've probably gotten good odds and felt very confident in winning, but it didn't turn out that way. We'll talk about them as we continue. Sam Monson, PFF, Sal Capaccio with the latest injuries and a look ahead to Thursday night. 1-0 USA over Iran at the World Cup. 83rd minute, Iran came a little bit close just now, but the goalie came through, the keeper. Matt Walker?
Yes, Matt Walker.
All right, nailed it. We'll keep watching this and keep talking. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, back after this timeout on WGR.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.